Today's topic, page 137, is how do you calculate the hours? We've been dealing with the times for Shema and the times for the Amida. And when it comes to Shema, it's the Shlish of a day. That is incorrect. When it comes to the Tefillah, it's a Shlish of a day, which is 4 shot. Right? Be careful doing the third of the day, which is really 4 hours. How do we calculate a day? So it's actually quite simple. You take... What do you take? What's the beginning? What's the end? So two different approaches. The approach of the Magen Avraham, which is from Alot HaShachar until Shkia. That is the Magen Avraham's approach begins at Alot HaShachar, whereas the Gra begins with Netz HaChama. Now, what's the impact? The impact is huge. Because Magen Avraham's hours are going to start a lot earlier. So if you want to add 3 hours or 4 hours to it, it's going to be much, much earlier. So again, just to give you an example of how that play out practically, just because otherwise it's just like words and it doesn't mean anything. So if you take a look, for example, at today's day. So the ending time of Shema, according to the Magen Avraham, is 9:05. Whereas for the Gra, it's 9:52. You're talking a 45-plus minute difference. And the difference of tefillah for the Magen Avraham is 10:06, whereas for tefillah for the Gra is 10:37. That's about half hour difference. So it's a pretty substantial difference. When we announce times in shul, the minhag of the bayit, when it puts the times, it actually puts the times for the later one. It's actually the Vilna Gaon. That being said, the famous pesach of the Mishnah Berurah that says for daraisos you should be machmir like the Magen Avraham. That being said, we don't do that. That's not the minhag of the shul. Okay, the Piskei Tshuva in source 27. Listen to this, and this is the one source, and that's it for today. The rest I just said early, outside. So Zman Tefillah Hum Mitakanat Hanevi'im VeAnshei Knesset HaGdolah. As the Rambam writes, Uchshim SheTefillah Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Just like davening, remember that according to the Rambam, the concept of prayer is biblical. Kach Mitzvah Min Divrehem Nitpalel Ota Bizman Na. But Chacham established the time. The Torah says, but you just have to do it. But the time you have to do it, however, that is rabbinic. And that's a takana of the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, says the Rambam. Whoever, come on, Zmanim doesn't matter. The Gemara says against this person, quotes a person from Zephaniah, Nogemi Moed Asafti Mimcha. And Rashi explains, what is this referring to? That a person who transgresses the Moediyah Tefillah, the times of davening, you nogim v'asufim v'kilim. They'll be basically laid waste. And there are varyanim, uma avonat shelo yuchal yitakken. You can't fix these things. You can't fix them. You can't correct them. V'nidchehu tefillato. Him and his tefillot are cast aside. V'nichnas l'chashash brachot levatala. It's like a bracha levatala. You're davening. Shema right now, it's the wrong time. You're saying the bracha of Shema. Wrong time. It's like bracha levatala. And he even says Yoresh Gehenna, which we'll leave that untranslated. Now, then he goes on to say something very interesting. What about those people who are very righteous and they're not so medaktic on the times of davening? There are people who are simpletons, and there's also people who are very pious, chasidim, and they daven after time. Achar zman tefillah. They're righteous people. Who is he referring to here? Chassidim. How can they daven after this month? How's that possible? Have you ever been to certain Chassidic places? Probably not, right? They daven like the Umtshavers, at 10 o'clock, the daven melcha, 10 o'clock at night. For kama tzadikim vayinshe ma'ise tolim poki sriki bilanot gedolim. Not exactly sure what that means. And he says there are some people who are totally dedicated to Torah. They're totally committed. They're totally, totally, totally committed. They do it for the right reasons. They're not even a hair's breadth away from doing it for the wrong reasons. Listen to what he says. Utfilatam bi'ichur, but they daven late. Haya machmat shayu anusim. They were anus. They were trapped, right? Hekev magav gufam v'kocham achalush v'cholei ma'ayim. They're like sick inside. Hachapamim he'idu al atzman umitzara din p'turin legarmi tefila, because they were so bothered. They were so focused on learning, so focused on issues. They just couldn't daven. I remember this very clearly. One day, this is years and years and years ago, Rabbi Tal walks over to me. This is, I think it was Mirchamar, I'm not quite sure. And he says, I'm having a very bad day. I was part of a Beis Din. He says, I haven't been able to think. I've been totally consumed by this adjudicated case. It's between husband and wife, husband and money. Right? He says, it, when you deal with these cases, you're so, you're not involved emotionally, but you're involved emotionally. He says, a person like that, so that was, he said he couldn't daven now. Meaning, if you're really involved sometimes in certain matters, you're totally wrapped in them, and sometimes, you can't even daven. And it leads to physical ailments. It literally, psychological, physical ailments, they weren't able to daven. And he said, these great people, he'idu al atzmam, shemitzara, din p'turim legamra mitfila, they were totally exempt from davening. And they had to wait until the time of Mukhshar Li Pila, until they were able to daven. Afalpi mizogufam v'cholim upamim ikev trodot. Okay, he said because of the tzarchit sibur they're involved in, they were totally. But now look at this. Ready? Bevadai she'ein l'mod motam. You can't learn from these guys. You can't take a rabbi. You can't take a person. Just totally enraptured in very complicated halachic, social, Jewish, communal matters, and it's totally taken over the psychological well-being and the physical well-being, and they just can't daven. They're so involved in it. You're going to say that Joe Schmo is like that too, and therefore they could daven mercha at 10 o'clock at night. So it's one thing, you have these stories of the guy who goes to their house in the wood and helps out the woman. You know what I mean? You do hear these individuals, the Hasidic Maises, which I'm sure they're all true, right? Or most of them are true, many of them are true. These people who really feel the pain of the Jewish people, right? When they hear that a soldier dies, a Jew, they can't. Those are unique, but it's not the average Joe Schmo. You can't say because, well, that guy davened at 10 o'clock at night. No, there are certain people who are different. You have certain individuals who feel or are emotionally connected to what's going on around them, and the pusher can't daven. Until that subsides, then they can daven. But the average person, not like that. That's what he says here. Pushin the gamrei mehavale olam. These people are totally removed from the physicality of the world. Right? Ach krivat elokim. He says they're totally connected to God. They're in a totally different playing field. What percentage of people are that? Quarter, point one, point two, whatever the number is. Avaledidan, let's go to this bottom page. Avaledidan ein shum heter. There's no license. There's no reason to be mezalzel and scoff at times of davening. Mochshin adam yashen halul achar zman tefila. You find someone sleeping, and they might you're going to wake up only after davening time. Mitzvah lakitzo, wake him up, get out of bed. Elim kain yischola unless he's sick. Or anus, is that kukushin, he really needs to be able to sleep. Shalot tegaber alav mecholatoy, well, he won't be healed if he gets up now. Ashalot yuchal lechavin kla betfila, if he can't focus at all on davening, im techsar lo hashena, if he would not be able to sleep. I say, guys, pulled in a day and a half all night, he hasn't slept, he's going through a very traumatic moment. Okay, but again, that's the exception. Go to sleep proper time. You can daven properly. The proper time. Go to sleep. Guy goes to sleep late. He's going to miss his davening, guys. And that that's inappropriate. Go to bed at 5 in the morning and then you wake up at, noon. Of course, you're going to miss davening. He says that's considered inappropriate. So he's commenting on people perhaps who have a very poor sleep schedule, and at the same time, people who think that everyone's a chassid, everyone's a rebbe, they don't take this money properly. So it's also very problematic. Okay, with that, new topic, new page, new chapter, God willing, tomorrow night.